All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
Good. How you doing, Depp?
I'm doing good. And just before we got on the air, I was asking Leaf, you know, how things are going. We kind of have two prongs to the approach these days, coho, steelhead. But you say steelhead kind of winding down.
Coho.
Or, excuse me, coho.
Yeah. Yeah, coho kind of, you know, wrapping up. I mean, they're still looking good in parts of the river. The ones that moved up first are starting to darken up, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything, including the coho, steelhead, and even a few trout on this river are starting to eat eggs. Because just like last year at this time, those summer Chinook are dropping them, and that becomes the hot ticket on the menu.
They go for that above everything else.
Yeah, that's the good stuff to them. It tastes good. It gets them, you know, I'm sure it's packed with a lot of good nutrients for them, too, you know, with all those fatty acids. So it's definitely a go-to food for them.
Okay. And I know that you've been out.
Yeah.
And the other day you went out to kind of pick up a load of trash up out of the river. But, of course, you're near the water. Yeah. You're going to fish.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, these loads have been hard to fit anybody else in the boat. And I was even wondering if I'd be able to get on top of it to row it.
Uh-huh.
So I took my my dad's old boat that I've got, the big old high-sided clacker that we've been using for this. And I just headed out by myself to make sure that I could fit everything in there. And, of course, yeah, I threw along the fishing pole. And, you know, I only hit like three or four runs in that whole trip there. And holy cow, it felt like pitching a no-hitter. I got 11 out of 11 steelhead there, two bull trout, and then stopped at a nice place on the way home and got one more steelhead. It was just an amazing day.
You landed everything?
Everything. It was, you know, usually you're going to miss one or two,
yeah.
But that day I think it was karma from the universe for picking up the garbage. I felt like I just couldn't go wrong. You know, I was standing up on this giant heap of garbage on my boat. It gave me a really good vantage of the bottom, and it seemed like I couldn't even make a bad cast, and I even caught one with my left hand just to see if I could, you know, challenge myself a little, and, you know, it just seemed like no matter what I did, I couldn't do wrong, and maybe it had something to do with, karma.
Might as well. I know our Mama River has needed some help. And, well, good on you. I'm glad you had a good day.
Yeah, I'm glad she smiled back at me, man. That was just great. It felt like the real pat on the back, like, hey, thanks a lot. And I even dropped my cell phone on the island when I was picking up the garbage and still managed to find it when I went back. So I was really being watched out for there.
Wow, you did look out.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, fishing has been good. It's been different. There's a real learning curve to fishing this river as it is this year. I can tell you that I've seen most of my fish boogieing upriver pretty quickly. Usually at this time of the year, you'd see a lot down low, but I think they're not wasting any time getting through that relatively barren of food and really muddy, shallowed out stretch of river where their holding spots and their feeding spots have been altered.
Well,
so I think they're boogieing up.
That's interesting to hear. I took a little trip downriver just from the road, kept checking in on things, and that's what it looked like. It just looked like the bottom was just sort of sheeted over with silt and so on. And, and so that's not going to be very inviting to any fish that are coming up.
Yeah, I think they just jam right through it. There's not the proper holding spots. There's not the proper feeding spots. Man, I went to land a fish down by Stokes the other day, and I went up to my crotch in mud. Luckily, there was gravel underneath there, but I was starting to think there wouldn't be, and I was alone, and I thought I'd just go into the quicksand and disappear there for a second, or the quick mud, as it were.
You should always take your sky hook with you.
Yeah, I guess, right? And take your mud shoes, your snowshoes, or whatever. It's pretty sticky. We've been falling down this stuff, because you go to, like, change directions, and your feet stay, and you go, I would recommend take, you know, a rain jacket and waders, just because you get pretty dang muddy out there, but, you know, the good part is we're still catching a heck of a lot of fish. And up here and throughout the river, I can just tell you know, focus on stones and eggs and skating when it's warmer. And also, you know, focus on the heads of the holes, because when it's filled in the lower end, they really don't want to be there and they'll avoid it.
Well, there's a lot of season left, and you see it changing up in any time. I mean, you and I get together every week or so. You see any change coming in the next week?
I don't. You know, I mean, if anything happens, I'll get back in here and we'll throw one of these together to get everybody on the know as quick as we can. But, you know, as for now, coho goes through November 30th. Keep two of those unless they have a Floy tag. Steelhead goes, unless we're told otherwise, through March. You can keep two of those as long as that adipose is clipped. And I encourage you to do so because, man, I took one home yesterday and it looked great on the inside. And so have those coho.
Nice.
Yeah, so take your chance to get some of those while you can. If you need any more info, just check out Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and Mad Owl Fishing Adventures keeps our blog up to date there. You can book trips or just get a hold of us and ask for some help on getting into some fish. We're always happy to help. Take care of one another. Enjoy the fall and fish on.
Thanks, Leif.